I kind of grew up and cut my teeth in this business through the coalition, and it's been a great opportunity both to indulge in my policy side that I like, but also to develop some good business management skills and kind of really grown up the coalition, and I think maybe put it on the map as far as this industry is concerned. And of course, for me, it means I get to try my hand at being a small business entrepreneur, which I've kind of done a little bit at the association, but now it's definitely going to be out on my own.
And that was going to be, what are you doing? You're going out and creating, is it going to be Larry Allen and Associates?
Something close to that. Allen Federal Business Partners, which my idea behind Allen Federal Business Partners is to continue providing policy insight related to government procurement and contracting, strategic advice, budget trend analysis, things of that nature for a select few clients who probably will be government contractors.
And is part of this just, you go, finally, you've been someplace for 20 years, and you go, hold on, it's time to look at other, I just can't keep doing the same thing for another, you'll be working for another, what, 40 years or so?
I better be, according to my wife, that's for sure. But you hit it, Chris. It is a great opportunity to be at the coalition. The coalition's humming along great. Work with the chairman of the board, Bill Gormley, who's a great guy, and he and I get along famously, so there are no issues there. It really is just a measure of the fact that I've been there for 20 years. I've been leading the association for a very long time, and I'm ready to take the next step in my own professional career.
And yet it's a very also changeable time with input getting bought. I mean,
right.
I always think poor Bill Gormley must not be sleeping much these days.
I think that's probably accurate. I think now that we're getting closer to November 5th, he is snapped out of some of what may have been some denial on his part and suddenly realized that, yeah, he's got a lot on his plate.
Yeah.
I'm not going away totally. But there are going to be some other people who have to come in behind me and pick up the slack.
And so you're going to continue, as you said, you've been doing the show. Are you going to continue doing the show here on the station?
I certainly hope to continue doing it. We're certainly going to continue doing it for the next little while, and I'm sure I'll be in some discussions with the station management on what comes next. But I enjoy doing it. I think the listeners enjoy listening to it, and hope to keep it going in some way, shape, or form.
And you've been a great voice for, I think, industry, and you're well connected. Can I still call you?
Absolutely, you can still call me, Chris. You're one of the select few who can call me, and my meter won't be running. So after December 1st, when I plan to start this up, then otherwise the meter might be running, so you'd better check.
There you go. It will have a link. You have a new website, right?
I will have a new website up, AllenFederalBusinessPartners.com. It'll be up and running mid-November. And look for more information from me on that at an appropriate time. I still have to get the coalition through the Fall Conference and the Excellence in Partnership Awards, but I'm looking forward to starting up this new venture, and I certainly won't be starting it from square one. I hope to hit the ground running December 1st, and it'll be an exciting time, end of the year, but a new beginning for me.